Good morning with your local sports. I'm Eric Cornish. In girls soccer last night, Central Hardin shut out Fort Knox 10-0. Meade County also blanked PRP 10-0. Barron County beat John Hardin 2-0. And tonight, E-Town girls will travel to Bowling Green to face South Warren. Boys soccer tonight, Central Hardin hosts Butler at 7:30. Nelson County is at North Hardin. E-Town visits Meade County. North Bullitt plays at Grayson County, and LaRue travels to Barron County. In the MLB, Adam Wainwright struck out 7 for the Cardinals and allowed only 2 hits in a 4-0 shutout of the Pirates. The pitcher also picked up 2 hits of his own in the win. St. Louis is back in Pittsburgh this afternoon at 12:35. In Atlanta, Ozzie Albies smacked a 3-run homer in extra innings to give the Braves a second straight victory over the Reds. The Braves won 8-6 in 11 innings. The Reds try to break a 3-game losing streak tonight in Atlanta. With the NFL preseason getting into full swing this week, some good news for Colts fans. After having an operation on his foot August 2nd, team officials say quarterback Carson Wentz should be ready to go for the regular season opener September 12th versus Seattle. In the meantime, Indy opens their preseason versus the Panthers Sunday at 1. According to new court documents, former UofL basketball assistant coach Dino Gaudio claims to have confronted head coach Chris Mack about NCAA violations a year prior to being fired. In the court filings in Gaudio's extortion case, he claims Coach Mack threatened to pull players' scholarships after the Cardinals failed to make the NCAA tournament. Several letters supporting Gaudio were presented in the case, including one from UK head coach John Calipari. Gaudio has pled guilty to extortion after trying to obtain 17 months of salary from UofL while threatening to release alleged rule violations committed. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.